Look at the smoke in the sky. Look at the smoke in the sky. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Look at the smoke in the sky. A couple days ago, the smoke started to come from behind the mountains. And we could look over there and we could see the smoke. And it was rising, like a plume going straight up. First it was white, and then it was dark and dark and dark. And as we looked at the smoke, I said, peace. All is in peace. All is in divine order. All is in peace. All is in peace. And then I turned away from looking at the smoke in the sky and went on to other things. Well, as it would happen, different of our staff would come to my attention and they'd say, did you see the smoke in the sky? I looked it up on the internet and I saw that there's a fire over at Petrero and it was quite heavy and blocking traffic and so forth. And did you see the smoke? Did you see it? Did you see it? And I said, we look into the sky and we see the clear blue sky and we say, all is in divine order. The only kind of smoke we want to see is smoke that we make from our own fire, smoke that we make from our own purposes, not smoke that we find undesirable. The moment anything undesirable comes into our attention, we immediately take our attention from the undesirable circumstance and call the circumstance good. We don't call the smoke good. We call the sky good. We look and we say, I see the clear blue sky. I see the sky as beautiful and glorious and wonderful. Well, this went on, and I spoke my word, and I said the sky was beautiful, and the sky was clear, and it was a lovely day. And no matter what way I would look, no matter what direction I'd look, the sky was all blue and beautiful. A few natural clouds floating here and there in the sky, all glorious to see. And then, at supper time, it became very dark. The sky was all dark and the sun was behind the cloud and it looked like a red ball. Just really something quite different. And some of the people were saying, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that a beautiful cloud? Isn't that the sun look beautiful, but so red and so forth? And I said, I see a clear blue sky. I see all in divine order. I see all wonder. You see, we go about contradicting ourselves. We go about contradicting the fact, whatever we see, we speak our word for the truth. We speak our word that all is in divine order. That's the truth. All is in divine order. It has nothing to do with appearances. It has nothing to do with anything else. All is in divine order. And so long as we speak our word and say all is in divine order, then all should be in divine order. Now, I made one fatal mistake. And the fatal mistake that I made was to listen to what other people were saying around me. I listened to what other people were saying around me, and I responded to it saying, no, all is in divine order, no. And I should not have done that. I don't say no to anything, because by the very fact that I say no, I give it credit to be there. I give it recognition to be there. If I said yes, all is in divine order, then that is what I'm giving recognition to, and that is what the cause I'm putting into motion. It's so easy for all of us to fall into the trap of looking at appearances and saying, Oh, appearances, oh, illness, oh, poverty, oh, sickness, oh, limitation, oh, my goodness, look, oh, my goodness, and we empower it. Now, with that same enthusiasm, that same power that we're using for something that we do not choose to have, we say, can we say, oh, I'm so rich, I'm so healthy, I'm so fantastic, I'm filled with joy and peace and love and joy, oh, I feel so good. And in the face of appearances that might say there's a cloud in the sky, I say the sky is clear and blue and glorious, The sky is clear and blue. All is in divine order. Oh, I love to look into the sky and see all in divine order. Every time I look in the sky, I say all is in divine order. Every time I look around me, I say all is in divine order. Every time I look at anything, I say all is in divine order. I don't have to know what divine order is, but divine order is what it is. It works in perfect harmony, perfect right action, perfect peace, all in divine order, and it is good and very good. Can you, right now, this moment, take the responsibility to speak your word for the truth of your world? All is in divine order. Can you speak your word for the truth of your relationships? All is in divine order. Can you speak the truth about your bank account? All is in divine order. Can you speak the truth about your health? All is in divine order. The health of anyone in your awareness? All is in divine order. Can you do that? You see, we're told that unless we speak our word, it is not done. It is done unto us according to our belief, unto our word, unto what we have chosen to claim and experience in our life. Now, what is it you want to claim and experience and know in your life? What is it you want to have in your life? What do you want to be in your world? What is important to you? And until you find out what is important to you, you will never experience it. You'll never know it. You'll never enjoy it. You'll never have it yours, and you'll never be able to say, it is done. But the minute you say to yourself, all is in divine order, the minute you say to yourself, I look in the heavens and I see all is in divine order, the minute you say, as you look at your body, all is in divine order, the minute you say, as you look at your world about you and the people in it and the circumstances they're going through, all is in divine order, wherever there seems to be a need for divine order, that's all the more reason you speak your word, all is in divine order, because you want to put that corrective motion in your attitude, in your thinking, in your world, in your life, and in your experience, that all is in divine order. And as I, you, we put that in motion, that all is in divine order, then it is. But look at the smoke in the sky, look at the smoke in the sky, oh goodness, goodness, goodness. Yeah, goodness, goodness, goodness. Well, we can say all is in divine order. We can say all is in divine order. We can know all is in divine order. We can experience all is in divine order. And all is in divine order. And nothing else is of any consequence. Nothing else matters in the slightest. All is in divine order. Is that true for you? Is that true for your life? You bet it is. Make it true for all. And as you make it true for all, then you live in a world of unconditional love, of divine order, of peace and harmony, of abundance, of wholeness, of all that is good and all that is beautiful. Say with me, all is in divine order. And know it's true. Have a lovely day. And know with me, all is in divine order. Now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.